I haven't worn my hat in 3 days. My wife cut my hair. And I sound like a little kid, don't I? Like, my mom cut my hair.
It looks good. It looks really good.
Well, but you said I look ugly with the hat on.
I did not.
That's kind of what you inferred.
I did not.
All right, if you were me, Veronica, and you could only do one for the rest of your life, hat or no hat, what would you pick?
Ooh.
Yeah. Go ahead.
Life's got to be about balance.
No. Hmm. You got to pick.
All right. You know what? I'm going to go no hat.
See, she's saying I look ugly with the hat.
That's right. That's right.
No,
that's right.
I'm saying that you have really nice hair and that you look handsome when you're not hiding your face.
And you look not handsome when you have a hat on.
Okay.
I appreciate the compliment. It's nice of you. Even if you didn't mean it, it made me feel better for a minute. But everyone's got something. Like, everyone's known for something. I'm the hat guy, and I don't. People around here lose their minds. They're like, dude, what's up? What's going on? Everything okay? 800-992-1099. What are you known for? Hey, Sean.
For about 2 years, my junior and senior year in high school, I was called Walmart Boy. And what it was is I worked from 3 to 10 o'clock at night, and every weekend when we would go out to party and all that stuff, I would get off work and head straight to the party. Mm-hmm. So I didn't have time to go change, so I always wore my khakis and my Walmart shirt.
That's so awesome.
I had the people there that didn't really know my name. They would just say, hey, what's up, Walmart Boy?
That was great. Walmart Boy. That's awesome.
About 2 years.
What is your thing? Like, I'm the hat guy, I wear a hat every day. And then I haven't worn a hat in 3 days and people losing their mind. 99.5 QIK. It's Mark and Veronica. Then Veronica just dropped a bomb. Dude, you don't even look that good in a hat, so it's pretty good.
Oh, my. I did not say that.
Almost 2 years you've been holding that in, I guess.
I said
she just blew like a geyser at Yellowstone National Park. Just
you have very nice hair, and you're a handsome man, and I simply
said... I like how
said,
she's trying to spin it. Like,
Why are you hiding that?
I appreciate your honesty. It's cool. What are you known for? Like, what's your thing? Everyone's known, like, I'm the hat guy. Let's welcome Cindy to the show. What's up, Cindy?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how's it going?
Well, it's school drop-off time. So.
I could hear that, yeah.
It's not good for me, it's great. Yeah, so I have the funniest thing. My husband is known as the mustache guy.
The mustache guy?
Oh, but he's 43, but he looks like he's 30. But when he wears that mustache, he looks like he's 43.
He looks his age.
Poor dude.
I have to bribe him to take it off. And when he does, people stop and stare at him. They're like, oh, my God, I didn't recognize you. And we were at a restaurant 2 days ago, and the lady comes from across the restaurant, and she's like, I had to stare at you like 3 times because I had no clue you were, but you look so familiar. So he's definitely the mustache guy.
That's great.
The mustache guy.
So big and disgusting.